Blog Talk Radio.
When do that happy day? And I'll be a job. Like a spiritual assimilator. We keep going on and on and on. Pull the body down.
Yo. So make them know we got a shooting gallery. Killing is fun and we no need not a salary. Pull up at the armor so nobody can follow it. And we no owe no apology.
Yo.
Well, and the more cars, the war cries, more times. In the war times, we wait for four times. You know what's happening, and I'm such a madman. But the boom, you never had been. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom, 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 here comes the boom.
Welcome. I am your host, Big Bap. We are back with the Big Bap and Friends show. It is Soulful Sunday. I just wanted to give a shout-out to one of my favorite rappers of all time. Y'all know who my boy is, Mr. DMX himself. Show some love out there. Give that man a round of applause. Applaud his career, his life, everything that he did, because at the end of the day, we all fight some demons. We all go through what we go through. But while he was alive, he gave us quality content for us to go back and play years later. So I'm a believer in old school music because I'm a believer that it just heals the soul. There's nothing wrong with the new school music. I tell people all the time, it is for the generation and the culture that is here. So please enjoy what is here, but also take the time to go ahead and revel in what we have before. Now, y'all know we have to start the show off the right way. So let me go ahead and get to the most important part of my show that I have to kick it off with, that I have to do, that we said we did, that we would do every time that we came on the air for all of season four. So let me go ahead and give my brief introduction of Fuck Stephen A. Smith. All right, now that we've gotten that out the way, go ahead and get comfortable, y'all. I have a treat for y'all tonight. So I have a treat. We're gonna enjoy each other. We're going to have some great entertainment tonight. We're going to have a whole lot of just straight fun tonight. So don't go anywhere. Don't miss out tonight. This is going to be fun. I'm also going to kick in a new segment, right? So you could call in at any point of the show. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the number now. This is a new segment, okay? The production manager doesn't even know this. I thought about this on the way coming out because I was having a conversation earlier today. And I realized that it is important to have very, very, very deep conversations with people now. Like, we've gotten so shallow in conversation, I think that we've forgotten to get deep. And what I mean by getting deep is we forgot to do a mental health check-in with our people. Like, no, like, really, when you hear that their voice is not good, saying to them, hey, are you good? Like, really looking at them in their face and saying, hey, are you good? So the production manager is in the studio room right now in the green room, as we like to call it. The number is 563-999-3090. Please call in. Let us know what your mental health status is. If you need to talk to Big Bap, go ahead and talk to me. The production manager will get you queued in and get you queued up and ready to go. We are a live call-in show. This is the Big Bap and Friends show. We will be kicking off season 5 live January the 19th. Boca Raton, Carolina Blue Carpet. We are walking out, y'all. We are coming out in style. I just want y'all to, like, let me give y'all so far the RSVP VIP guest list. Let me give y'all the guest list so far because it's amazing. So y'all know I got my two beautiful co-hosts, Miss Crystal Bella and Miss Bernice. Come on. Like, these are two strong, powerful women in the entrepreneurial game. They have their own businesses. They have their own brands. They are single mothers, single ladies who are getting it in the brand. Give it up for those two ladies, because I'm not done, y'all. We're going to get deep, y'all. I keep telling y'all, we're launching now. Also in the building from Tallahassee, Florida, the owner of Golden Guardians, secured by Golden Guardians. This lady is, like, I could go down all of her accomplishments, but the greatest thing that I can say is my friend, Miss Natalia Golden will be in the building all the way from Tallahassee, Florida. Like, give it up for her. Anyways, let's keep it moving because we got more coming in. We got one of my dear friends from who I met in El Paso, who is a native of Georgia. Her name is Miss Symphony P. She'll be in the building. If y'all haven't seen Lil Mama, I'm telling you, you want to be in the building. I'm telling y'all, I already saw. I got an excerpt of what she's going to be wearing, and when I tell you guys, y'all going to want to be in the building. You don't want to miss that wonderful ensemble that she's putting together for the night. This is still my blue carpet team. All the way from West Palm Beach, you know I got my best friends, the Lewises, Corey and Tanya Lewis, will be in the building, the owners of Motivation Magnified. When I tell you, if you need, let me help you understand, when I tell you these two beautiful souls, if you need therapeutic counseling, if you need someone to sit down and have a holistic standpoint of view with you, which means looking at it from a clinical side, a spiritual side, an emotional side, looking at it from the family dynamic, if you want someone who also is black and going to understand where you're at in that dynamic, as a black woman, Motivation Magnified to me epitomizes that, and I would recommend that you go peruse their website. Go on Instagram, check them out. They are worth the attention. So that's my dear and best friend, Tanya Lewis. Shout out to her and everything that she's done in the last 2 years, starting her own business, adopting her best friend's children after they died, now having two kids of autism in her house. I mean, just amazing woman and continuing to grow and get better each day. So, I mean, I can keep going on, but let's keep moving because we got some other heavy hitters that's going to be in the building. We got the owner of Goddessly Cleaning. She says that she's from Texas, but, you know, her birth certificate say a little bit something different. You know, we got Kalisha will be in the house, Kalisha Janae, who subsequently, y'all, I've also picked up to be my personal assistant as well as my image consultant for the Photobomb. So if you guys see her on the street, just know that she has been working this last year in an intern position, and going into next year, she will be changing roles. I am so proud of this young lady, her growth, her elevation. Like, because people don't understand. Let me say this for those of you who don't know the importance of having a strong team around you. We're going to go through elevated ups and downs, but when I tell you this young lady, I've seen her go through her downs, but where she is now, who she has become now, I am so proud to say that that's my friend. So more than just seeing somebody grow in business, that's my friend, okay? We got the four queens of divas, what I like to call them. I don't know if you've ever met a handful of these. You got the four queens of diva that's going to be in town. That's my four sisters. We'll be walking the Carolina blue carpet. So if you've never met my sisters, if you desire to get to know them girls, they will be in the building. I'm just going to say I'm going to pray for y'all because they not cut from the same cloth as everybody else. So, you know, don't be mad when you be like, oh, you know, Donald's sisters act like they are some type of way. It's because they are some type of way. All right. When I tell you, listen, if you think my mouth bad, don't play with them. All right. So we got my four beautiful sisters that's going to be in the building. I'm trying to think of who else we got coming in from out of town, because that's all my out of towners that I know for sure. That's coming in from out of town that's already RSVP'd. Today, locally, Eddie Green RSVP'd. I love this brother so much. Like, y'all don't understand. I love this brother so much because I've watched him just stay true to himself. Like, because what people don't understand in the entertainment business, ups and downs are going to come. And when you make any decision, good, bad, or indifferent, everyone's going to look at you as if you made the right or wrong decision, and they're going to hold it to the greatest of standards. They're going to look at you damn near as if you're Jesus when you're trying to do something to elevate not only yourself, your culture, your city, your town. Like, when you try to put the whole thing on your back, as many as us has done, it gets a little bit hard to carry that load sometimes. And I just want to tell my brother I'm proud of him. Continue to do all the work that you're doing. Continue to do Laffy Hour and all the other specials and comedy events that you do. If you guys are looking to book a great comedy promoter, he is the best in the business, locally, internationally. The boy is doing his thing. And I tell people all the time, let's give our friends, let's give our peers their flowers while they're alive, because other people need to hear their names as well so they can get out here and take their talents to other places. So Eddie Green and his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend will be in the building, Miss Judith. Miss Judith will be in. Big Booty Judy. Hey, listen, he already know I'm saying that. Judy got a booty. Y'all go, listen, if you don't believe me, be on the red carpet. But, of course, the rest of my team is going to be in the building. You know I got my boy on the ones and twos. DJ AJ going to be in the building with his beautiful girlfriend, Miss Oshun. We're not going to give out no real names because that's not what she go by on social media. So, but if you know her, I tag her all the time. You know, I also got my girl, Miss Rachel, my promoter, my ticket salesperson. She's going to definitely be in the building as well as so many others. So we have so much more other things to get into. So I just felt like if I was going to represent South Florida and I was going to put on for South Florida, I just figured if you're going to do that, then there's only one song, there's only one album, there's only one name that you can play if you're going to say 305. Now, I want y'all to tell me who y'all think y'all should hear when it comes to the 305, but I'm just going to say, if you're going to say female empowerment, female rap, female style, the person who put y'all onto the game is just infamous for just being the baddest bitch. All right, y'all, welcome back. All right, let's go ahead and get into our favorite section of the day. Y'all know what it is. That is Black History, World History. It is brought to you by SCB Catering. If you want good food and you would like to taste my meat deep in your mouth, it's 561-425-2519 or email scbcatering@gmail.com. All right, y'all. It is, and y'all know what it is. It is Black History, World History, so let's get into this. This is actually one of my favorite people, so I'm going to read her bio like I always do. We're going to go over her bio, go over the highlights, and get the information. And if you know who this is, great. I'm glad that you know who someone is by hearing their bio. But if not, I want you to hear their bio first, what they've accomplished in life. Because one of the things I tell people all the time is do not downplay your accomplishments. One of the greatest things I tell people all the time, one of my greatest crowning achievement moments of my life is I made employee of the month in a company that had over 1,500 employees in less than 30 days from my hire date. That's an accomplishment to me. I don't care how great you tell me you are, go into a field that is a technical field and make employee of the month in 30 days. That's an accomplishment. If you can beat that, hey, listen, you're better than me. But I want you to, but you got to show me. You can't say you did it. The proof has to be there. All right. So let's keep it moving. All right. This person is an American actress and former fashion model. In a career spanning more than 7 decades, she has become known for her portrayal of a strong African-American woman. She is the recipient of 3 Primetime Emmy Awards, 4 Black Reel Awards, 1 Actors Guild Award, 1 Tony Award, and an Honorary Academy Award, and a Peabody Award. Having appeared in minor films on television roles in her career, they have garnered widespread attention and critical acclaim for her performances. I don't want to go into her actual roles just yet because I want to give you a little bit more about her. She is nominated for both her Academy Award and Golden Globe Best Actress for her work in a 1974 film that portrayed Miss Jane Pittman, which also gained her further praise among other accolades in her work when she won her 2 Emmy Awards for a nomination and a BFTA Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role for her role of Miss Jane Pittman. Has continued to act in films on television since the 21st century. In 2011, she played a role of Constance Jefferson in an award-winning film, The Help. She has also played the role of Ophelia Harkinson in an American Broadcasting Company legal drama, How to Get Away with Murder. Since the show's inception in 2014, for which she was nominated for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest in a Drama Series 5 times. In addition to her screen career, she has received a Drama Desk Award in 1962 for her off-Broadway performance in The Moon of a Rainbow, The Moon on a Rainbow Shawl. She's also starred as Carrie Watts in the Broadway play The Trip to Bountiful. Winning the Tony Award and other Critics Awards, the Drama Desk Awards Best Actress in Play in 2013. She was also named the Kennedy Center Honoree in 2015. In November of 2016, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian award in the United States. In 2020, she was inducted into Television's Hall of Fame. She passed away January 28, 2001. At her age of 96, her funeral was held February the 16th. It was attended by Tyler Perry, her godson, Lenny Kravitz, and Bill and Hillary Clinton. I give you no one other than the great, the accomplished my grandmother, your auntie, whatever it is to you, Miss Cicely L. Tyson. Ooh, I feel bad. I had to get her out there, baby. Listen, you can't just talk about her in any old type of fashion. Like you don't just like some people when you deal with them, you have to deal with them in the reverence of who they are. Like you have like there are some people that when I tell you that you can't rush them, you can't speed past them. You have to really give them the attention that they garner, because it's different when you're giving someone accolades just because, you know, you want to be in their life and, you know, you want something from them. But it's another thing when you recognize the greatness that is them. Like, you know, without any equivocal a doubt, like, you know who they are. And that woman, when I tell you, her roles on television as a black person, as a black man, you can't shortchange, short-sight, not give it the just the due that it's due. Like it's due everything. That woman has literally raised generations of black families. Like, she is the epitome of what we understand and who we understand to be. Like, people don't understand when she has spoken as an actress, some of her parts were so powerful that they just listened. Even if she ad-libbed, I know she did on some of those, and they let her go because the message needed to be felt. It needed to be in its pure intent and you to feel all of the antithesis all the way down to the matter of your being. Because when she spoke, when she gave herself, she gave of herself freely and of all will. I'm getting ready to play a song, guys. And this song to me, I put up a question this week. And my wife, she's a wonderful spirit, man. I tell you, it's hard for me not to talk about her because she does random things that just kind of make me have to bring her up from time to time on this show. And so I asked the question on Facebook. It's on my page. I said, hey, what's your favorite Christmas or holiday song? And everybody came back with different songs. And she put down something that was so funny to me because we've had this conversation before. And it is absolutely true. When you actually think about this song, they really should have titled the song In My Mind. Because if you say it like that, every black person in the entire world who has ever heard that song knows exactly what song you're talking about. Like, matter of fact, you don't even read the words. You sing it. You'd be like, In My Mind. Like, you just go there. So we're going to have our favorite Christmas carol of all times. This is actually a personal favorite. So I want to take the time to say, if there's a personal family member that you have lost, that you miss, that you wish that was going to be around for the holidays, we dedicate this song specifically to them. We wish you comfort and solace in this time. My bad, guys. Let me get back into my playlist. Jesus. Hold on, give me a second. That's what happens when you let... Da-da-da. Thank you. Song don't do nothing to your spirit. That's just because you old and you a thug and you don't even like women no more. Like, let me stop playing. Let me not offend nobody because you know y'all sensitive in this generation. Like it's just like it's crazy for me, right? I don't understand how we went from like crime mob and them swinging in the club to like you can't even touch nobody now. Like you listen. Like, we used to be like, we used to get mad for dudes stepping on our shoes, you know, wiping it down. And now you can't even talk to nobody now. Like, dudes is uncomfortable with even having a conversation. Like, how did we regress? Why are we going back to Neanderthalic behaviors? That's just my question. Like, I just, there's a regression in people. All right. Y'all, we're getting ready to get into the next section, and y'all know what that is. It is what day it is. Production manager, what is our Cash App? Because you know what? Let's put our Cash App out there so we can make sure that people donate to this because, you know, we need funding just like everybody else. This is a company. Welcome to DJ's Roundtable. Roundtable Family Productions is our parent company that owns us, who pays our bills, who pays for syndication so you guys can be out there. So, production manager, if you don't mind, can you send me our Cash App information, and can you also on DJ's Roundtable on Facebook and Instagram put our Cash App out there and let anyone know if they would like to donate to our podcast and to our media company that this is how they could go about doing it? Because I do believe that if you're going to put something out there, you should be able to operate it. So, guys, help us operate our costs. And our costs is not that much. Like, believe it or not, I tell people all the time, I make sure that I run my businesses in a way where I can run them and not hurt other people. So our bills for the show is not that expensive. I've learned to maintain a business that's fully functional and operational, that you can maintain and live a healthy lifestyle. A lot of people have businesses and unhealthy lifestyles, and I tell each of my business partners, if you're going to successfully run a business, you should be able to run that business, and you should be able to make enough money. You should be able to go out there and do one transaction in a day, and that should be able to cover your business for a week. If you can't cover your business for a week off of one transaction, going out doing a business-to-business purchase, there's an issue with the type of business that you're doing, and you're in a sole proprietorship operating like an LLC. They're not the same. But we're not going to get into that because this is what day it is, and I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Production manager, please give me our Cash App information so I can put that out. But we're going to get into what day it is real quick, so let's get into it. Let's see what we got because I haven't looked at it. Today is National Oatmeal Muffin Day. Okay. I mean, I like a muffin, but I'm not going to lie. I don't eat muffins a lot. One, it's a bread product. And two, if I like a muffin, I kind of want my muffin a little sweet. So that's kind of like a double bag because then you're getting. So I just kind of really try to stay away from muffins altogether. I don't really add those into my diet too much. That's a lot of calories. But, I mean, hey, to each his own. I'm just saying. I can't tell you what to do with your fat ass. I'm just saying. My fat ass just can't do it. I'm sexy. I'm trying to take somebody old lady in 2090. I'm just saying, you know, hey, you know, I might make it. God might foresee that I could be here long enough. And if he do, just know you know, we're gonna have to have matching walkers and dingers and eye receptacles and stuff, like, because that's how you're going to be talking at that point. So it's all good. All right, so Oatmeal Muffin Day, I'm not a good fan of that. And then we have National Hard Candy Day. I'm cool with that. You know what, Shira? Let's in honor of that, let's Uppity Edibles do a hard candy recipe. So let's do that. So let's get like a mold or something, and let's do a hard candy. Because you know we got everything for that. So let's do a hard candy in honor of that. And what's today? So today is 12. What? Today is 12/19. So yeah, okay. So let's play with let's do that. We're gonna sell it for $12.19. So we're gonna do do a bag of hard candies and whatever, and we're gonna do it for $12.19 a bag. Like just to play with it, cause like that's fun. Like hard candies is like, you know, hard candies is when you was growing up in church and Grandma Lucy come over there and or you know Cheryl Ann, Beth Ann, you know, because there's always an Ann in the church somewhere, you know. Then the there's something Carver Hall, you know, they got all these long ass philosophical names don't even Mr. Weinstein, Church Hall, Smith Jr. the Third, like these niggas be coming up with some names, bro, when you deal with church folks, right? But it's always that old lady, like, she got all the good hard candies. Like, she ain't got none of that stuff. Like, she ain't got none of the mints and shit that you really don't want. I mean, like, the good hard candies, you know, the kind that, you know, they fruit flavored and stuff, so you can just get over there and you can just sit back and you just be like, You know, when you're that little happy kid, you're about 3, 4, 5 years old, and you just, because you got that little, that good piece of candy sitting in your mouth. Where them mothers at in the church now? Like, where they be at? Because I don't see them no more. I just see a bunch of old people, and I see a bunch of old thought people. That's it. You ain't got no in-between. You ain't got no Beth Ann's in the church no more. You know, you ain't got no more Maybells in the church no more. You got these Wanda Leishas, boy. You know, you got these Katrinas and these Sophias and these, you know, Rochelles and these, you know, Pinky Tuscaderos. Because, boy, y'all out here. Ooh, baby, listen. Let me tell you. Somebody said, Donald, why don't you go to church? I said, baby, I'd rather go to the strip club. They got on more clothes. But, like, listen. When I used to actually sit in the pulpit, let me give y'all one of my quick stories, right? When I used to actually sit in the pulpit, and this is a fact, and if you don't believe me, ask any PK or ask any pastor that you actually know and actually have a real conversation. So when I used to sit in the pulpit and minister, right, one of the biggest problems that I had with ministering is, like, all the women on, like, the first 3, 4, 5 rows, ain't none of them got on panties and all the skirts short than a motherfucker. And if you feel some type of way and you mad that I just said that, go find somebody that's going to call me a liar. And I'm going to wait on it. Come check me. I want you to. I have no problem with you telling me that I'm wrong, because I'm going to show you enough people that's going to tell me that I'm right. I have seen more vagina sitting in the pulpit than on any stage in America. And I've been on several. I've seen more vagina in a pulpit than I've seen on a porn site. Listen, and I can't make it up. And if you're mad at me for saying that, then you can just be mad at me. That's why I chose not to minister. So the number one reason why I was like, nah, that's not the calling for me. First of all, I'm already a nudist and I already like freaky shit. So what you're not finna do is then tell me that all these hoes finna. I might as well have just been a gynecologist. I'm just going down the road like, wow. And y'all just gonna keep crossing y'all legs and readjusting and shifting, and wearing these little short, see-through, damn near sheer skirt. Yes. So. That is my dilemma. That is my discrepancy. If you don't like me, that's okay. You can fight me. Just don't bite me, because I might like it. And you can try me twice on Tuesdays. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. On that note, I think I know what I want to hear a little bit, because y'all put me there. Like this is what I feel about pastors right now.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning and it's light showers and you're probably hooking up with that girl that's been two where you are. Her baby daddy's out of town, so you can fuck around. It's okay to check in at Motel 6. $59.95, not a cent more, but I tell the asshole.
Yeah.
Stop by that convenience store and pick up some rubbers. Magnum, I hope. This is Faith on Love, and I love hoes. I just don't pay them.
Cut up, know it like that. Get that cut up, freaky things we be found. Get that cut up, oh, cut up.
I'm kind of hoping that maybe you want to kick it in the LAC, so later on we'll be rolling. Drop tops, I'm hitting your hot spots, I'm top notch. My niggas never listen, but I told them. When I catch you with the game, running game at the AUC, that later on we'll be bowling. Fat cats, I'm ready to tap that, so back that. No wonder why you waking up swollen.
I'm feeling you, looter, smoking my Buddha, coochie recruiter, coming at the fatty in the platinum caddy, so back in the fast. Hit it an hour and a half, with a spectacular flash on the back and leave it dripping down the crack of her ass. Call me Mr. McGillicuddy, chasing booty, talk a silly putty, killer for money, still a thug, get buck. I'm poking the locomotion, hitting
bunnies,
but see some
ditcher
buddy when I feel
it's
gummy. I love the
cut. Skin's old, butter soft, I'm ripping the buttons off, yo. Blow, smell the aroma of a ding-a-ling king, ludicrous when I'm in, yo. How check the ratio of men to women and women to men when down. So, hot for lazy, yo, hot, hot up in, yo, holla while they in, yo. No, so we love that.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky things we be found. Get that cut up, oh, cut up.
Now I got the feeling we can cut the hell out of each other, and I hope we be the same thing. Free, we can get the mattress going, handle the business while I bang, bang. Watch the dick off and kick off another session again. I can break them off in the shower, kitchen, blow water, outdoors. The pieces from the east is the shit, and the flesh and the west is the best. Go to the let them Chicago without cold.
Come about those regular days, freak them on a regular day. Come six times, but it's seven a day. Ludacris in the back of your Chevrolet. What's my name? So magical, I come and touch the game. You motherfuckers really lust the game. Nothing but hating and a look at the scuffs. So it's a must, they adrenaline rush, wondering why they don't be busting the thing.
I'm clutching my thing, stuffing it in, stroking it down. Beat the stuff up, shorty, don't run from it. She give me the booty, I'm breaking it off. I can tell it's fine by the way that she walks. Fatty flicking like it was dubbed on it. Peep how this player got killed. Get him out the gate, I high heels. Full of rubbers and swishes, about your powder bag. Wanna smoke, girl, I got a bag. Take a proper drag before I crap it. I love a chick that got a lot of ass. So we love that.
Going like that, get that cut up, freaky things we be found. Get that cut up, oh, cut up, freaky things we be found.
Bubbles in the bathtub, making you stutter from a body butters and back rubs. It's killing me thinking about the bottle that pops, the bottle to swallow with her. I'm under my pillow staying strapped up. Vivid tickles in the middle for Mr. Pickles. You try to escape, so give me the rope, you getting wrapped up. Rudy Tooty, so fruity and fresh. No pressure, fruity, your duties, so figure the booty's getting slapped up.
I love them chicks that be thick as a loaf of bread. Long as I can still grab a leg to push him up by her head. How I dip up in it, we can make a video, but I got the radio up and jagged edge by the bed. When you wanna get up with your cutty buddy, come on and dip up through the hideout with twigs. But after we do what we gon' do, get your purse and get together because now you got to ride out.
Oh, Chris, can you do it again? That's what they asking me. 15, causing catastrophe. Get pinned by me and my family. 15, fulfilling your fantasy. In your condition, I'm wishing you'll take a licking and keep on ticking from thicker thighs. Finger licking, never get sick and tired. Just take a look in her eyes and you can tell she's a bigger thigh. So we love that.
Cut up, going like that. Get that cut up, freaky things we be found. Get that cut up. Oh, cut up, freaky things, we be found. Cut up, get rain, in the rain. We let it cut up, cause we like them freaky things. I like it when you let me try, anyway. Cause girl, I ain't got nothing but time. Let a nigga get a little cut up, girl. Cut up, get rain, in the rain. We let it cut up, cause we like them freaky things. When you let me try anything, cause girl, I ain't got nothing but time.
I come from the 8th planet in the 19th galaxy, where the royal penis is clean, your majesty. Can it be Sheila E, Apollonia, Vanity, all mad at me? I'm the prince dick of insanity. I'm good loving, body rocking, knocking loose all night long. We not stopping, I don't care if the kids watching. I stir it like motherfucking coffee, brown sugar, girl gym sugar, world class lover, Karma Sutra, porno music producer. Tallywhacker is a rock hard stormtrooper with a purple helmet made for crushing paint cookies. Goonie goo goo, we cut Bigfoots and witches and fat women because they need love too. So go on, big girl, what you gonna do?
All right, y'all, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. We about to get into one of my favorite sections. Y'all know this is what we do and what we love to do. And it is birthdays, because I love celebrating birthdays. Birthdays are important. Like, I'm always a believer of, if you don't celebrate any holiday, now I need you to understand, I have certain rules I believe in, and I tell people, don't get mad at me for the rules that I have and the rules that I've set for my life. I'm not big on holidays. I'll come out. If you have a holiday party, I'll show up if you invite us. We'll participate for participation purposes. Like, understand. Like, that's the one thing. That's the one thing I tell kids. Like, if you go to public school, that's the one thing, like, you kind of learn. When you, they put you in things so you can participate for participation purposes. Like, I don't understand participation purposes, but okay, cool. Because I don't want to participate. Like, I get it. You want me to participate, but at the end of the day, I don't want to participate. Can we better use my skill in another facet? Because we're not going to do anything here. But anywho, as we move forward, birthdays is a celebration of you. And if people don't want to celebrate you, get them away from you, right? Because, see, here's what you have to understand. When you elevate, see, I didn't get mad at people when I was, like, inboxing them, hey, can you RSVP for my gig? Can you RSVP for my gig? Can you RSVP? I knew I was retiring. I knew that I had accomplished what I needed to accomplish. So what we were doing wasn't predicated on what we needed anyone else to do. See, what you got to understand, most people are looking at you. We're going to talk about you, the celebration of you. Most people are looking at you, and they're not happy for you. They're envious of you. They're jealous of you. They can't celebrate you. And I'm a believer in celebrating the you, the rock star that is you. That's why we do birthdays on this show. So when your birthday arises and you want us to talk about your birthday, write into the show, DJ's Roundtable. Hey, my birthday's coming up. My anniversary's coming up. We'll talk about it. We'll give you a big shout-out. That is something that I hold dear and personal in my heart. I don't care about celebrity birthdays. I just do that because it's the segment. But I want to talk about you, my listeners, right into the show. Let's talk about you. Let's make this show inclusive. Because we have a live call-in number. It's 563-999-3090. Because I'm going to teach you guys a new segment at the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to have a new segment, and then we're going to move on. Because I'm just a believer in teaching everything the best that you can. All right? So let's do birthdays. So birthdays, December the 13th, and we're going to move forward from there. So December the 13th, Jamie Foxx's birthday was December the 13th. If y'all don't know, like, bro, that's my dude. Like, I fucks with Jamie heavy. Like, matter of fact, when we go to the commercial break for the 10 o'clock, I'm going to give you one of my Jamie Foxx specials, because that man was special, man. I fucks with Jamie. Now I understand him a little bit better being a Sagittarius, because I never looked at Jamie Foxx's birthday, but I fucks with Jamie Foxx heavily. All right, we got NeNe Leakes, December 13th. That makes sense. Emmanuel Hudson, that makes sense. I actually thought he was a Pisces, but okay, Sagittarius, that works for me. Herman Cain, yep, that makes sense. Morris Day, that makes sense. Rusty, I always fuck his last name, but we're not playing with him. Hal Williams. All right, so December the 14th, we have Hal Williams. If you don't know who Hal Williams is, it's H-A-L, one L, not Hall, Hal, H-A-L, Williams. Look him up. December the 14th. Offset birthday is December the 14th as well. We get to December the 15th. We have George O. Gregg the 2nd. You know, you have to slow down when niggas got all the... Like, bro, like you, when you see a nigga with 39 fucking thousand syllables in their name, you automatically just, like, slow down and just, like, look at all that shit because you, like... Because you got to look at where you got to put your brick hands at because you got to know where you breathe at. Like, I hate when a person got a long-ass name. You're like, you just like attention-old-ass nigga, huh? Oh, okay, I know who your mama and daddy was. They just some old attention-ass, speaking-ass niggas. Like, yes, Elizabeth is... Girl, listen, you have to enunciate her name. You can't... I made sure I gave her a name that you couldn't say in one breath. You got to... Like, you got to say all of it. Like, you can't just, like, you got to breathe before you say her name. Like, you got to turn around and, because you can't just say it. Like, yes, attention ass nigga, because I want her to know that when someone's talking to her that they need to get her whole undivided attention. So, yeah, extra ass nigga, okay? I'm one of them. And my wife says all the time, you're the most simple, extraest person I've ever met in my life. And I'm like, I do not understand what you're talking about, but please give examples. All right, we got Josh Norman, his birthday. I can see Josh Norman being a Sagittarius. He's retarded. Amani's birthday. He makes sense. Jahlil Okafor, he makes sense that he's a Sagittarius. Kim Porter, I have no idea who that is. J.B. Smoove, okay, him. Okay, J.B. Smoove's birthday being December 16th and my sister being who she is, they would be opposite people in the same room. So they make, okay, that makes sense to me. For whoever, I don't know who that is, DJ D-Rec, know him as a DJ, but I never actually really heard none of his music. So I really can only say I only know him because he, Nick Cannon's DJ. Like, that's it. Like, really, that's his claim to fame to me. Like, that you're just famous because of your friend at that point. Like, that's how I see you. Tiara Muhammad. And then Stephen James. Also on that day, my sister, my big sister, her birthday was December the 16th. So shout out to all the December babies. And then I think my brother-in-law's birthday was December the 13th. So shout out. Like, I'm around Sagittarius. I was like, I know y'all. Like, I fucks with y'all. Y'all good, bad people. like, understand when you say that about Sagittarius, if you know a Sagittarius, they'll actually take that as a compliment. Like, I know to the rest of the world that might sound fucked up. That's really a compliment to them. You're good, bad people. They get that. They know what that means. Like, they're not upset. Like, you got to learn how to talk to people on their level, right? Ernie Hudson, Jamie Foxworth. See, these people make sense to me. They're Greek. They're good, bad people. You know what I'm saying? Buddy Hill, like, Trip Lee. I don't know the rest of these goons. They knew. Yeah, so, you know, hey, listen, I can't. I just can't. I'm just, oh, Jesus, I'm full already. Y'all don't even understand. Like, I can end the show right now and, like, go to bed. Like, I feel like we have smiled, laughed, and been happy and turned up and did everything that I wanted to do. But I got one more segment that I want to do. This is a new segment. So we're going to do this new segment that I want to do at 10 o'clock. And then we're going to come in and, you know, we're going to do Black People Are Dope, and then we're going to close out the show. So we don't have much left to do in the show. I don't like keeping y'all longer than I need to. So we're going to do something, I was talking to my business partner, Natalia, and we were talking, and she says, Donald, she goes, I love that you care so much about mental health. And I was like, what? And she was like, I love that you care so much about mental health. So one of the things that we're in the process of developing right now is we're going to develop our own mental health crisis line. And we're going to use our security company and this platform to create awareness for mental health, safety, and awareness. So in the coming months, this podcast will have its own mental health crisis team and hotline that will plug you into the resources to your area. We're going to focus on Florida first, but we will be branching out nationally because I am a believer in helping people help people. If you want to be a part of what we do, understand, first and paramount, I'm a believer in helping people help people. If coming to my team is just about getting money for you, I don't want you on my team. I can get money. I don't need you for that. My team finds that out very quickly once they get around me. They're like, no, no, that nigga can raise money real quick. Don't fuck with him on the money side. You'll get your feelings hurt playing with him about money. He don't play about money. But the humanity side, I got you all day, 1,000-fold. And I think if we're going to talk about helping people, we have to put things in place. I didn't start my businesses because I wanted to be rich. I started my business because I wanted to know that we trusted what we have. The number one thing that I tell people that I can do is my company is formidable to do a level 2 FBI up to a level 3 FBI background check. And we have the vendorship and the licenses to do it. I don't hire anybody that I can't do a background check on. You need to know your people. That's a safety tip. If you're hiring people right now and you haven't done an adequate background check on your people, shame on you. Because there are people out there who are not doing the right thing about people, and then when situations happen, nobody knows because nobody knew anything. All right, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to welcome in this new topic, and we'll be right back.
No need for me to lay out my clothes. When she's not around, there's nowhere to go. Make no attempt getting up out of this bed. I wanna open my eyes, but I just close the curtains and then stare. I got no best tomorrow, maybe best tomorrow. Cause right now I just can't get to break every day. Even when she ain't laying right here, I feel the coolness in the air. I know my chances ain't fair. Every day, even when water pitches low, when the feel sound reaches my ear, gold's gonna reappear. Every day, even when my heart starts drowning, my system gets cloudy. The blood moves around me. No sign of the light as the time goes by. 40 days and 40 nights. Just when I thought I've gotten rid of you, I turn my face to your pillow that's soaked in your perfume. The water's raging, I don't like that. And I can't swim, ooh, no. My heart, and my mind, and my soul is lost somewhere in this deep blue. Cause I'm so lost, I got no best for maybe by tomorrow. Cause right now I just can't get to break. Save me, baby.
Yo, listen, I tell y'all all the time, God don't make no mistakes, right? So I got to go back. Let me correct myself, guys, because I left off some birthdays. Let me finish up birthdays. We have Cicely Tyson, DMX. Oh, my God. I love Sagittarius's, man. Angie Stone, Lyrica Anderson, Rod Digger. Oh, my God. Listen, next commercial break, I'm doing a Rod Digger song. When I tell you, listen, y'all don't understand. Ozzie Davis, I don't know who the fuck that is. Jennifer Bills, Tyson Beckford, Tim Reed, Maurice White, Alkaline, and then, that's next week. That's the next week. I don't got to go that far. So birthdays is done. All right, guys. So the song that we just listened to, the end of that song, you heard him, Jamie Foxx was saying a phrase. And the phrase that he was saying was, release me, right? And so I didn't even realize I was going to end up playing this song, but that statement, that phrase is going to go into perfectly this new segment that I've created that I want you guys to participate in, right? So here's what I want you guys to participate in. And I'm going to do this real quick. Let me go back and do something first. So if you want to go ahead and donate, so here. If you would like to donate, you'd like to sow a love seed, send your information to, here it is. It's Cash App, Big Bap and Friends 19, all one word. So Big Bap and Friends, the name of the show, 19, the 19. And if you'd like to donate, please donate if you choose to. I want to get that out there because people don't realize that I do this. I've been doing this for. I started this company, my podcast company, January the 15th, 2008. So however long that is, that's how long I've been doing this podcast. That's how long I've been helping people. That's how long I've had people calling. You know, when I actually first started this podcast, the reason why I really went kind of black-centric, a lot of people don't know this. I used to have, when I first started it, I used to have this white guy who would call into the show every show and berate me. Like, I had to hire a production manager because the guy would literally berate me. He would call the show, and because I was doing a live show and I didn't have anybody to screen the calls at the time, he would, as soon as I would click him into the air and say, hey, you're on with Big Bap, he would literally, he made me learn how to manage my show because he would berate me every time that I didn't screen him, and he would call from different numbers and different things, and it just became really, really crazy. And it's one of those things that I was educating then. I was really into the education world of doing things, so I was teaching people about things. I was one of, you know, my podcast was one of the first people, you know, first to really teach about Juneteenth. Like, I was really teaching Juneteenth every year and breaking down what it meant, you know, the history behind it. And so it was really black-centric. And a lot of racist people didn't like my podcast when I first started it. And I never wanted to get away from being black, but I always wanted to make sure that I could be, because being black, like, people think that being black means that you are excluding anybody. And I'm like, no, if you believe in black, then you are black. You can't tell somebody that they're not black if they believe they're black. Because everything comes from black. So if you believe, people get mad at me when I say this. Like, I don't look at other people as close. Like, I only get mad when I see people who don't. If you're not going to identify as black at all times, in all situations, then don't play the black card, because I can't get away from that. But if you're going to be black, I need you to be black from birth to death. Because that's who I am. So when I see cultural appropriation, even when I see it in black people, I'm offended because I'm black. I'm black through and through. I know this culture. I helped build this culture. I was a pioneer in this culture. I took this culture worldwide. So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to let somebody who didn't, like, y'all didn't even participate. Y'all were at home talking about, ooh, that's a nice whatever. I was out there being a cultural influencer around the world. And in 99, 2000, 2001, I was touring with rap groups. I was a DJ. I was doing these things. And we missed the point of saying, hey, let's actually sit down and talk. Everybody's so busy fighting for competition and saying I'm the best. Let's talk. Why can't we be peers in the game and say, hey, from your experience and from my experience, hey, let's create something new. Let's do something better. Let's be funky. Let's be fresh. Because that's all hip-hop was. It was let's do something new. Let's do something better. But let's give it an art form and let it speak to the people. That's why I tell people, I'm not mad at this generation's form of art. If it reaches and it connects to this generation, I'm not going to tell it not to connect because you're supposed to connect. You're supposed to reach your peers where they can be reached at. Stop trying to speak over their head. So let me introduce you guys to the new segment. We're already 9 minutes into it now. It's called the Mental Health Check-In. It's my new segment. Every show at 10 o'clock. Even if we have a guest speaker, when we have a guest whatever, and they come on this show at 10 o'clock, when we get started, we have to do the mental health check-in. And you have to actually tell how you're doing in your mental health day if you're on the show. I'm going to tell you right now, I am in a wonderful place. I have put in my 2 weeks' notice. I will officially retire December the 30th. December the 30th is my last official day of going to the office. December 31st, I will be working my first full-time event gig for my business and going into the new year. And January 1, 2022, Donald Baptiste is a full-time CEO, owner-operator of each of his individual businesses full-time. I have no other reason to leave or get up out of my bed than to run and operate my own businesses. And it is a proud moment. Like, I've never been more proud of myself because I'm going to cry a little bit, you know. I'm going to talk a little bit about a friend, I'm gonna take a little trip to get to why I wanted to have this mental health check-in thing. A lot of my friends have lost people recently. If you're listening to my voice, you've probably lost somebody, or a lot of your friends have lost somebody recently. COVID, old age. Whatever the reasons may be. The hardest thing for people to understand is death and loss is not equal. See, you have to understand that person who is losing somebody, what they're losing is different. It's not equal. If that's their mother, it's not equal. If that's their brother, it's not equal unless you're a sibling. You can't tell them, I understand, if you haven't lost somebody to that equal. You can't be like, oh, well, I understand that you lost your grandma. If you ain't never lost your grandma, don't tell somebody else that. If you haven't lost your grandfather, if you haven't lost the favorite person, the favorite animal. Stop telling people how to grieve. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. It's okay to go without, but come on, y'all. Why are we acting like we gotta be so tough all the time? Why can't you let down your fucking guard and say, let me just be vulnerable enough to let everybody else around me see that I can be vulnerable enough to show that there's a chink in the fucking armor? We've lost it. Pride and ego is way too much. Suicide is way too high. Mass shootings, way too prevalent. The crazy part is, listen, guys, you can't just say it's white folks anymore. Bitch, that shit's in our community. Call a spade a spade. Our kids are drugged the fuck up. Pharmaceutical company got a hold of our families, too. We don't farm anymore, either. We too bougie and ghetto. Just saying. Like, let's check our pride at the fucking door and ask ourselves, are we good? Mental health check-in. Are you good? Are you okay? And if not, what can we do to help you? What can we do to make sure, to ensure that you're good? Because there's no way that we can leave you unprotected. There's no way that we can do that. All right, guys, if you move.